You know, a while ago we talked about God being a judge, and he is really a judge over the Supreme Court of the universe. And I need to just say this one more time. All the jurisdictions of the earth, no matter how powerful they think they are, they think, well, yeah, we're the supreme sovereign, whatever. Well, the supreme sovereign Soviet republics fell. And I'll tell you, every other jurisdiction on the earth is of a man's making. Imagination, whether it's government structure, church structure, you know, artistic structure, whatever it is, educational structure, all of those dominions, all of those institutions are under the Supreme Court of the universe, Father God.
That's right.
Now, he had a plan. Talk to me about the plan.
Well, the plan was a plan of redemption, Darren, for us. I'm getting so blessed. This plan involved someone who'd been with him from the very beginning. And in Rome, in Revelation 1, we hear Jesus say, I am the beginning and I am the end. I am the Alpha and I am the Omega. And here was one person of the Godhead, one member of the Godhead, Jesus, who was volunteering himself to come. And Isaiah prophesied this in the 7th chapter. He said, the Lord himself will give you a sign. This sign will be a virgin who will be with child and bear a son, and she will call his name Emmanuel, God with us. And God had such a great plan. I'll tell you, it was the plan of all plans. And in chapter 9:6, he says, for a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders. That means he will shoulder full responsibility. And this is where a power of attorney really starts coming in into the scene, Darren. He's going to shoulder all the responsibility for the sin that we committed. And in the New Testament, we know that he became sin for us. So right here already, God is planning that this child born through a human person is going to take on full responsibility for what we have done. Oh, this is profound.
Now, really, what he's going to do is raise up a man that will put the devil in his place.
That's right.
Using his power and authority and ability. We're going to get to that, and that's power of attorney. But see, folks, you need this background to become congruent in your thinking.
Yes.
In your belief system, you need to know, well, where did the big wreck happen?
Yes.
Well, what happened after the big wreck? Well, you can read about that in the Old Testament. Man was in a pitiful state.
He was.
And now we're talking here about redemption.
The people that have walked in darkness have seen a great light. That's what Isaiah says. And here he says, his name will be called Wonderful Counselor. See, he's already getting ready for you to have a lawyer in your defense, a counselor, a lawyer in your defense who's going to take you, and as you're sitting in court and you're trying to prove yourself innocent, and you're not, you're guilty, Jesus is going to be your counselor and give you and make you, he's going to make you free. He's going to give you freedom. And it says, I love that scripture that we use as our scripture for our ministry, Darren, in Galatians 5:1. It was for freedom that Jesus set you free. I mean, we were bound in bondage. But his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting or Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. And here is where the concept of the power of attorney begins. There will be no end to the increase of his government or of peace on the throne of David or over his whole kingdom to establish it and to be uphold it with justice and righteousness from then on and forevermore. You know, Darren, there's no way we by our own merits could uphold anything with justice and righteousness. Only Jesus can do this for us.
All right, now this anointing that came on Jesus. All right, let's read about the anointing that destroyed the yoke. Remove the burden and destroy the yoke. And I want to go ahead and move on into this teaching on power of attorney at this point. Because what God is saying here is I'm going to put you now in an authoritative position. I am going to delegate authority for you to use to operate on planet Earth to take the devil on in the spirit world and all of his demons and all of his spirits. I'm going to give you the authority to, as it says in 1 John 3:8, and a lot of people don't have any idea why Jesus came. They can't put it in one verse, but that verse says, Jesus Christ came for this purpose, to destroy the works of the devil.
Wow.
Then he also tells us in 1 John 4:17, as he is, meaning Jesus, so are we in the world. In John chapter 17, the Gospel of John, Jesus said, as my Father sent me, I send you. Now, the Father sent Jesus with authority. And in at the very end of the book of Matthew, Jesus said, I've been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Well, now we're being given a power of attorney. The Father God gave Jesus the power of attorney to operate in his power, and many times Jesus said that the Father might be glorified in the Son. The Father might be glorified in the Son. I see you've got a scripture there that you're just urgently wanting to share.
No, that's fine. I'm following along with you.
Okay. Well, here we have the Father, and he said to Jesus, you pray in my name. Jesus now says to us, you pray now in my name, the name Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what he's giving us here is what's called a power of attorney. Now, a power of attorney is given, for example, about a year ago, we bought the house that we're now living in, and Barbara couldn't be at the closing because she was with the movers getting the stuff moved into the house from our previous residence. So she signed a power of attorney that was notarized, and I took that to the closing on the house. And what I did is I operated in her name, in her stead, in her place. And it was as if she was there, but she wasn't there in the flesh, but I used her name. So using her name, operating in her authority, with her consent, I signed all the documents. I signed my name, then I signed her name, and then every time I signed her name, I'd sign power of attorney. Now, they used there, in that case, attorney in fact, AIF, or you could say power of attorney, POA. I am saying I am standing here. Now, what that really says is that Barbara gave me the permission to sign her name. She also said, now you can obligate me, and I am responsible for your words, your actions, your commitments at that day of closing. Now that happened to be a specific power of attorney. Now what Jesus has given us here in the New Testament is a general power of attorney. Whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father might be glorified in the Son. Now, I want to talk about that just a minute. That's quoting John chapter 14, verse 13. The very next verse, Jesus says, well, in fact, let me just go back and pick that up so I read that exactly for you. But that's an example of the power of attorney given to us as believers in Jesus Christ in the New Testament. In fact, I'm going to read John 14, verse 13 first. And whatever you ask, that word also means demand, so I'm going to use the word demand. Whatever you demand in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Now, when God is glorified on the earth, his power is manifested, sometimes like it did at Jesus' birth and the shepherds were notified. The glory of the Lord shone round about them. The glory, in other words, the presence of God, was shown in the visible light on the earth. Now, here he's saying, whatever you demand in my name, in other words, Jesus speaking, whatever you demand in Jesus' name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. In other words, God's going to evidence himself in Jesus on the earth. Jesus goes on to say, if you demand anything of me in my name, I will do it. It reads exactly like this. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. Now we're talking here about a general power of attorney. For what reason? To destroy the works of the devil. Another reason. Not only that, but to confirm the word of God and to prove to men on the earth that God is the supreme being of the universe, and he has the right and the capability to intervene in human affairs.
That's right.
Isn't that fabulous?
Praise the Lord. I have a scripture here, again, from Isaiah. It's talking about Jesus, Darren, and how God had this plan for Jesus to come to teach us a new covenant. That's why he spent 3 years before he died on the cross. He knew he was going to a death on the cross, but he wanted to teach us a new covenant concept of loving God with all our heart, soul, and mind, and loving our neighbors ourselves. These are the greatest of the commandments. Here in Isaiah 50, we see Jesus talking and God talking about his son Jesus, and Jesus talking. And it says, the Lord God has given me, that's a capital M, that's Jesus, the tongue of disciples, that I may know how to sustain the weary one with a word. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to listen as a disciple. My is again a capital M. Jesus, God is preparing him through the prophetic word of Isaiah here for Jesus to come. The Lord has opened my ear, and I was not disobedient. See, God had to bring a pure package, someone who had never sinned, and Jesus did not sin. And I did not turn back from the task. I gave my back to those who strike me and my cheeks to those who pluck out my beard. I did not cover my face from humiliation and spitting, for the Lord God helps me